So I'd like him to see him. First, I'm going to be looking to see how far along he is in the concepts of what we've been trying to do. Again, a player that hasn't sat in between periods in the locker room, and there's some things that he will have missed. So with, you know, how quick he's been able to grab that, the neutral zone changes and things he's been on the ice for, so that's been good. And then just his game. I've seen him play enough on the other bench that I have a pretty strong appreciation for what he can do. And I'm aware that he's been out for quite a while, so I'll watch those minutes and just kind of do it shift by shift. If he's if I'm real comfortable where he's at and his line mates, it's a team game, then you'll see him a little bit more, and I'll be patient in terms of you know, going forward, because I do believe that when he's on his game and the games that I've seen him play, he can fit into the style of game that we're trying to play, and he can benefit us. No, I mean, whether I'd absolutely loved him or had it in my head he was going in, you know, you're never going to make that decision until game day. There's just too many guys over the years have come up with the flu or blocked a shot in the pregame skate, and you don't have to make the decision you thought you were going to have to make. So I will tell you that I did really like his last two practices coming in. He looked like he was not just back to speed, but he was noticeable in some of the drills that we did, where you're saying, okay, I remember that guy. That's the guy that I saw. Yeah, really important. It changes the way you run your bench. It can. Brian's gone out in some tough situations on his offside, in where Jokinen had just come off the ice and you didn't have the option. And at times, I'm not even necessarily saying I'm going to change that because Brian has to take those draws and feel that pressure, but it gives you a chance to, you know, you just look at, there are times that Little's line has gone back on the ice when I didn't want them back on the ice. When the shift length prior to it, or we've got into a rotation where there weren't a lot of whistles, and then you get a D-zone whistle on the wrong side of the ice and Jokinen's line's been on, and I haven't wanted to put James Wright necessarily in that situation, Slider's line will go. I think so, but let's only talk about what you see in the games, right? So that's where it's important, and I think you see felt a fairly strong adherence to what they're doing. So they're only going to be confident if they have success, and they'll only repeat what they're doing on the ice if they understand it. So I think, you know, every day we get a little closer to an understanding of how our game is supposed to be played, and the success has been there, but not maybe in these kind of games, because you're going to view these as a coach more as playoff games. Momentum changes every time the puck's dropped. You know, there's an opportunity to change momentum there. So there's anxiousness, anxiety, excitement, whatever it is for the game for us tonight. The other thing to remember is in almost every one of our games, especially after the first two since the change was made, these are all tight games, you know, and we were down at times. And how we handle that on the bench is the key. You know, you win a few games, you get 2 weeks off, and you come back thinking, well, that was easy. We'll just keep doing that. That's not the way it's going to go here tonight. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be a tight game. And we'll need to keep that, I don't want to say underdog mentality, but certainly the awareness that if we're on our game, it still won't make it easy. Probably in the D-zone coverage drills that we do in practice. Well, I'm rarely stopping them now. And I also find that now my eyes are more going to the offensive side of the puck and what we're trying to do to create something, because we're pretty close to where we're supposed to be most times. So that's, like as I said, it's something that we've worked into our practice just about every day. It was, as I assessed it, the biggest weakness that the group had coming in, how they handled their own end. But I would think that area, when we run those drills in practice now, we run two or three that are the same. They jump into them, they know where they're supposed to go, and now it's a matter of, can the offensive guys generate anything off that? Style, no. Style of game, I'm not concerned about it, because we'll jump on that the first period, the first game. And when we talked about the two goals, right, making the playoffs in the first day I came, and the second is establishing a style of game and a standard game that we all understand and adhere to that system. So we're not getting to the first one if the second one. I will watch that mentality, because I'm new here to this, and we've all been through those stretches before. I mean, there's only a handful of teams that don't deal with this every single year. They're, even if you're 3 or 4 points up, or you're 3 or 4 points, this is this is an intense time for the big bulk of the league. So we got to learn how to do that. You know, I've been asked the question about, you know, the pressure on teams. Like, we want a little of that pressure in the room. You want to feel it because that's how you learn to deal with it. So we'll watch for it mentally, how we handle it, because I'm new to the group. But looking forward to it. We need to learn how to. I would have preferred to have kept playing, but it was a 13-game season for me, so I was ready to go. I try to really make sure that I'm not too comfortable with what I know here. That you keep asking questions, keep trying to find out about guys, keep looking at players individually instead of really saying that this guy does this for us. I say, well, we know what he can do. What else can he do? Is there something more that he can do? And at the same time, make sure he's doing what it is that makes him special. I'm not far down the road. Not far down the road with this team and truly understanding where they're good. I'm going to learn. We're all going to learn a lot more in these next 22 games and then hopefully into playoffs about what we're capable of doing. But you don't like that. I mean, unless you're on a real run and you're 20 points in the playoffs, I don't know that you like that true comfort feeling that comes from really knowing your team and what they're capable of. We're not there yet. Well, the head coach's job is to direct. You know, this is how we're going to view this. This is how we're going to play in this situation. All those things. So I feel that that's, you know, tone setting is a big part of what you do down the stretch. But my favorite line in terms of how important the head coach is that, a jockey has never carried a horse across the finish line. So we've got good players in there. We've got good character. We've got enough. We've got enough experience. I'm not anticipating. I think this group, from what I've seen, can handle it. They can handle a stretch. It's not going to be easy. We're going to have some tough days, but so is everybody.